Okay, Bubba, now think. This is for the $25,000 pyramid.
All right.
Only 30 seconds left. A tie. Pearls. A noose.
Things you put around your neck.
Okay. This is a hard one. Will you knock that off? Lord. Okay. Your fingers. Bubble gum.
Things you put in your mouth.
No. Your fingers. A turtle. A little yippy dog. The back of a girl's bra.
Things that snap.
All right, Bubba. More pie, dear?
Things a waitress says.
No. Get your feet off the furniture. Were you raised in a barn? Good Lord, Bubba, wake up and smell the coffee.
Things your grandma says.
That's it. We win. I just love this game.
Sure, because you and Bubba always get the easy categories.
Yeah, and me and Naomi always get stuck with the hard ones, like things that are round.
Oh, you're just sore losers.
Yeah, well, I'd be sore, too, if I had to do the dishes for a week.
That's right. If I were you two, I'd get started right away, because it's going to take a jackhammer to pry that lasagna out of my Pyrex.
I wonder who that could be. I don't know. I'm already here.
Good evening, Mrs. Harper. I'm Warren Peters.
Well, if you're selling insurance, forget it. I've already told them they're getting nothing from me.
No, ma'am. I'm from the State Department. May I come in?
The State Department? Well, I guess so. This is my family.
Hey. Miss Harper, your home has been selected for Project Heartland.
What the hell's that? You don't think you're putting a missile in my backyard, sonny?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. Project Heartland is a program whereby Soviet citizens are invited to visit typical American families in their homes.
Oh, Thelma, what an honor.
You mean a Russian is going to stay in our house?
Oh, I hope it's one of those cute little gymnasts.
Or one of those sexy ballet men in those tights that tell it all.
Will you shut up? I'm not so sure I want a stranger in my house.
Oh, Mrs. Harper, it's only for one day. Your country is asking for your cooperation.
Well, I cooperate by paying taxes. Let them stay at the White House.
Miss Harper, you've been computer selected to host this particular Russian woman who, like yourself, is a domestic engineer.
Wait a minute. Mama's no engineer.
Oh, he said domestic engineer.
Yeah, that's just a fancy name for someone who scrubs toilets.
Well, let's see. Her name is Olga Streknovich.
Good Lord, sounds like something a doctor would give you penicillin for.
Mrs. Harper, please. Uncle Sam is counting on you.
Well, never let it be said that Thelma Harper shirked her patriotic duties. Bring her on.
All right.
Oh, this is so exciting. Yeah, we'll be the first ones on our block to have a communist.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Harper. We know you'll make Olga feel right at home.
Well, you bet I will, Warren. It'll be a privilege to show her how we clean house in a free country. By the way, how do you say yellow waxy buildup in Russian?
Miss Harper, that's the second time you've polished that table. You're going to rub the grain right out of the wood.
Well, I don't want that Russian going back to Moscow telling all her comrades I'm a lousy housekeeper.
Okay, Grandma, I got the groceries. What do you want me to put out first, the La Vienna cookies or the barbecue potato chips?
We want to impress her. Put out both.
Ooh.
Mama, I don't see why we're going to all this trouble. I'm still not sure about us having a Ruski in our home.
Oh, you weren't sure about fluorescent lights when they came out either.
Well, this is different. Suppose she's here after some valuable American secrets.
Like what, Benton?
Like the password to my lodge.
Shoot, everybody in town knows your password's a belch.
Knock, knock. Help, help.
Well, what the...
Is she here yet?
No, not yet. My word. Iola. What in the world have you got there?
It's a homemade cake in the shape of Red Square. I call it detente supreme.
What's that little thing in the middle? Looks like an outhouse.
That's Lenin's tomb.
You mean he died in the bathroom like Daddy?
Hey, she's here! She's here! Wow! Look at this limousine!
My word, a limo? Lord, I had no idea this was a state occasion. Come on, you goons.
Thelma Harper, may I present Olga Streknevich.
Welcome, Olga.
Hello, Thelma.
Olga, we put out the red carpet for you.
Good. I clean this first.
No. Come inside.
Da. Is much cleaning to be done here.
Well, welcome to my filthy home. Lord, the woman's been in there for over 2 hours cleaning. Swear, she's a regular red tornado. Olga?
Okie dokie. Kitchen now A number one. Also fix toaster. Toast now stay down. No more popping up.
Well, thank you, Olga. You shouldn't have.
Sounds mighty suspicious to me. How do we know our kitchen isn't bugged?
When I clean, no bugs.
Come on, Bubba. Let's go check it out for ourselves.
Okay, Uncle Vint. But, where are we going to look?
Where we least suspect.
He has problem with my cleaning?
No. He has problem with his brain. Olga, why don't you just come on over here and sit for a spell? We made special refreshments just for you.
Yes, looky here, Olga. It's a cake in the shape of Red Square.
Very lifelike. But Lenin's tomb looks like outhouse.
What I told her.
Oh, such memories.
Oh, Olga, are you homesick?
Bless your heart. It must be very hard for you, being so far away from your family.
No family. Live alone. I'm strictly career woman.
Olga, in the interest of cultural exchange and glasnost, I have brought you a gift of American cleaning products.
Lord, don't encourage the woman.
You need all this to clean one house.
Well, of course. Each can does something different. See, this is Grease No More and Mop and Shine. Glass a clear, tile be bright, brick be red, dirt be gone.
You got any neighbor get lost?
It's too much. In Russia, we have only one cleaning product.
What is that?
Lye.
Oh, wake up and smell the Smirnoff, honey. These products are new and scientific and improved.
See, they have potassium hydroxide, sodium hydroxide.
By the way, what are those chemicals?
Lye!
Well, if it is lye, I say if it is lye, it's new and improved.
Oh, hello. I am liking your vacuum very much. It really sucks.
Oh, that's already hard. I bet in the past 2 hours you put over 50,000 miles on this baby. Now go on in the kitchen and fix yourself some lunch. And stay away from my blender.
Hi, Olga.
Bobola, what are you doing?
Well, I'm making a bologna sandwich. Hey, you have bologna in Russia, don't you?
Oh, yes, but only for special occasion, like Christmas.
Well, see, first I put my bologna on there. Then I squirt on a little cheese squeeze. Splash on a little mustard. Dab on some ketchup. Put your lid on, and there you go.
It's a miracle.
Olga, would you like me to make you a sandwich?
There's no need. I squeeze my own.
You're not a girl, Olga. I got a feeling we're going to Americanize you yet.
Duh.
There we go, Olga. Fiery fuchsia is really your color. Your hands are starting to look almost feminine.
But what is purpose of nail painting? So dirt does not show?
No, honey. It's to drive men wild.
Ah. Do toenails, too.
Naomi, what do you think of this bed jacket for Mother?
Iola, I think all that lace would just aggravate her psoriasis.
Good point.
What is that you do?
I'm shopping for my mother's birthday.
You shop from book?
Well, it's a catalog, Olga. You see, you order things, and then they send it to you in the mail.
Wow. These two men in underwear. Why do they hold up golf club?
Well, they have no pockets, Olga. They have to do something with their hands.
Okay, Iola, here's our donation for the church rummage sale. I'm sorry I was so long, but it took me forever to get Benton to part with his dicky.
In America, you give clothes away?
Well, sure, if we don't want to wear them anymore.
Yeah, if there's something here you see that you like, Olga, just help yourself.
You would give this to me. I could not wear such fine clothing.
Well, sure you could, sweetie. Go ahead.
Is there something in particular you would like?
Maybe something purple to go with nail painting?
Are you girls thinking what I'm thinking?
You bet we are.
Come on, Olga. We're going to give you a makeover.
What is makeover?
Well, it's where we start with a girl like you and we turn her into a silk purse.
What is taking you gals so long?
She's coming. These things take time, Vint. We had to start from scratch. The woman has no hairspray buildup at all.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if she turned out to look just like Christie Brinkley?
Bubba, cosmetics can only do so much. We'll be lucky if she looks like David Brinkley.
Okay, everybody, give me a drum roll. Here she is, Miss Vladivostok of 1988. Olga, what's her name?
A pretty girl is like a melody.
Wow. Olga, you look great.
Thank you, darling.
I tell you what, Olga, they ain't even gonna recognize you back in the USSR.
You got that right, Thelma. Not going to waste looking so good on the homeland. I defect.
Olga, please don't defect in my house. What do the neighbors say?
Defect in some public place like City Hall or the DMV.
Or the mall.
No, here is where I learn about America from all you nice people. Give me beautiful clothes, nice gifts like Brick Be Red, teach me squeeze lunch. It's miracle country. I want to go for it.
Oh, this is the most exciting news I've ever heard.
That's because it isn't happening in your house.
Say, shouldn't we notify the State Department?
Yes, let's call that nice Mr. Peters.
Mr. Peters with rest of delegation on shopping spree at Kmart.
Say no more, I'll be back in a flash.
Oh, Olga, welcome. Welcome to America.
Yeah, land of the free and the home of the nuts.
Mama, I'm not so sure about all this. Why, in a few minutes, our front lawn could be crawling with CIA, FBI, KGB, and initials we haven't even heard of.
Vint, why don't you shut your face, PDQ? Mr. Peters will settle all of this as soon as he gets here.
Well, What do we do in the meantime?
We wait on pins and needles.
Well, why don't we play a game?
Good idea. Olga, is there a game that you would like to play?
The pyramid.
Pyramid? Wait a minute. You mean you know the $25,000 pyramid?
Sure. Dick Clark speak universal language. Greed.
Boy, she's becoming an American quick.
All right, Olga, I'll tell you what. It's going to be you and me against Benton and Naomi. Sit right there. There you go. Bubba, you can be Dick Clark, but don't you be a wiseacre.
Okay, we'll go first. Naomi, you give, and I'll receive. And we'll take Lover's Leap, Dick.
Okay, Aunt Naomi, describe for Uncle Vint these things that lovers do. Ready? Things that lovers do.
Lovers,
kiss. Flirt.
Uh-huh.
Hold hands. Hug.
Uh-huh.
Oh, ear nipple. cuddle.
Uh-huh.
Make love.
Yeah!
Right. Way to go. You got them all.
Well, that was disgusting. Can we please keep this pyramid PG?
Okay, your turn.
Okay, we will try beach blanket bingo.
Okay, Grandma, describe for Olga these things that you take to the beach.
Take to the beach. Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Things you take
to the
beach.
Take to the beach. We got it, Dick.
Go.
Okay, Olga, when you go to the beach, you lie on this.
Cedar plank.
No, you spread it out in the sand. You can dry off with it.
Newspaper.
We'll pass this one. Okay, this is easy. You rub this on your body.
Chicken fat.
No, it smells like coconut oil.
Steroids.
No, comes in a bottle.
Vodka.
Vodka? Who takes vodka to the beach?
Everybody.
Sorry. Time's up.
Go die.
Second round.
Oh, we'll take walk on by.
Okay, Uncle Vint, describe for Aunt Naomi these parts of a shoe. Ready? Parts of a shoe.
Parts of a shoe.
Go.
Okay, Skeeter, what's this?
Heel. Sole. Tongue. Laces. Toe. Instep. Odor eaters.
Yes, that's right. We did it.
Must be some kind of record. Okay, your turn. Pick a category, Olga.
Room with no view.
All right. Describe for Grandma these things you find in a basement. Ready? Basement. Things you find
in a basement. Basement. Okay, Dick, we got it. No problem. Is snap.
Go.
You give to girl on graduation day.
A new car. A dress, money, a trip to Europe.
No, very valuable. You keep in safe place.
Gold, silver, platinum.
No, more valuable.
Diamonds, pearls.
So valuable you take with you on vacation.
Family heirlooms, pictures, silverware.
Time's up.
Damn. What were you trying to get me to say?
Power tools.
Tools for a graduation present.
Everybody!
Oh, Miss Harper, we're really skunking you this time.
Oh, no, this doesn't count. This was just a practice round.
Mama, you say that every time you lose.
Well, you can't expect her to play right off the bat. Good Lord, a woman drinks vodka at the beach.
Forget it, Miss Harper. We won fair and square.
Fair, my Aunt Fanny. Dick Clark would never allow those smutty clues of yours.
Well, Grandma, her clues weren't smutty.
Oh, go flip your timer. We're starting over.
We are not. I'm not playing with a big loser.
Why not? You sleep with one.
Hey, he's
the
loser.
I brought Mr. Peters back.
Oh, Mr. Peters, we were just playing a friendly game.
So I heard.
Mr. Peters, so glad you are coming back. Want to go home to Mother Russia. Now.
But I thought you wanted to stay in America.
I changed my mind.
But, Olga, I don't understand. Why would you want to go back to Russia? You have no family there.
Exactly. Sometimes takes going to another country, seeing the horror there. Realize how lucky you are.
Why do you like that? The woman would prefer exile in Siberia to living with my family. Hey, I'll come to think of it, so would I.